This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are really excited to be joined by our next guest. State Representative Dan Hawkins is set to join us on the show. He is the Kansas Speaker of the House. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by him right now. Dan, really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It's the first time for me to be on your show, so it's really an honor.
Absolutely. We appreciate you making time. Let's just start with this for people who might not be familiar with your role in all of this. I guess let's start with, what is your role in all of this?
In the royals and the chiefs, or in the legislature?
Yes, in regards to trying to get the royals and the chiefs to move to Kansas.
Yeah, so it's actually a whole part of our commerce department, and in the legislature, we certainly have a commerce committee, and our job is to try to bring as much business as we can to Kansas. And certainly, last year it became evident that the Royals and the Chiefs were both looking, and that there was certainly a possibility that if things didn't go right, that they could leave the Kansas City area. And so our mission has always been able to give them another option to where we keep both teams in the Kansas City area. You know, if they stay on the Missouri side, that's great. They're not leaving. But if things don't work out, and it doesn't appear that they are working out very well on the Missouri side, we certainly want to do everything we can. And so last year, we have a deal called Star Bonds, and we use those on various things. And probably the most high-profile thing was the Speedway many years ago. That's actually where Star Bonds were developed. And basically the idea behind that is to set up a Star Bond district where there's really nothing there, bring business in there, bring a development around that business, and then use the sales tax from that to pay the Star Bonds. And so we just took our Star Bond and applied it to two major league sports teams and basically gave them a tool, gave our Commerce Department a tool to be able to negotiate with those teams to bring them to Kansas using the Star Bonds as that tool. So our job as a part of that was certainly to pass the legislation to make it happen, which we did last year. And then secondly, the Legislative Coordinating Council, we call it the LCC, is the part of the legislature that operates during the time when the legislature isn't in session. It's made up of both House and Senate members, the four leaders on the House side and the four leaders on the Senate side. And ultimately, if they bring us a proposal from those teams, we will evaluate that and decide, you know, if it's good for Kansas. And if it's good for Kansas and the teams, we hope it works out very well.
You mentioned it just a little bit there. Why do you feel like Missouri is having such a tough time? Because my perception of this is everything in Kansas seems to be very organized. You have been in the middle of all of this. You guys seem to be on one accord and have a very solid plan in trying to lure the teams away. That is not how it appears to be on the other side. What is your perception about what is happening in Missouri and why they're having such a tough time?
Well, I think number one, certainly Jackson County, and I'm not, I live in Wichita, so I don't know that much about the Kansas City metro area, but it appears that Jackson County as a governmental unit has had a very difficult time to be able to support them. So that hurts them. And then certainly, the legislature, you know, the Senate and the House seem to be in a different place. You know, the House, passed the legislation and the Senate locked up and didn't get it done. You know, the Senate's had a tough time the last several years. It have kind of appeared this year that things were different and that they were probably going to get some things done, but it didn't end up like that. So, you know, the House and the Senate and the Kansas legislature works very well together, and we're all very much in sync when it comes to economic development. And no matter what anybody says, the Chiefs and the Royals is a business. It's big business. And Kansas is open for business, and we want those businesses to come to Kansas.
Right now, we're talking to Dan Hawkins. He is the Speaker of the House in the state of Kansas, talking about the pursuit for Kansas to try to have the Chiefs and the Royals. Dan, as much as you can tell us, how are the conversations going between the state of Kansas and the Chiefs and the Royals?
Well, I think number one, we're kind of coming down to the end, so things are moving along pretty fast. You know, it kind of started off a little slow. It seemed like when it started off that the Royals were certainly moving in the right direction, and we didn't hear a whole lot from the Chiefs. And so I really anticipate hearing something on the Royals very soon. Now, in the last 3 months, 4 months, the Chiefs has picked up their pace. And I know they've been in discussion, in many, many rounds of discussion with the Commerce Department. As far as knowing exactly where they're at, we don't. And there's a reason for that. Everything has to be kind of kept private until such time as they can come out with a good proposal. But we expect that to happen. We have about 6 weeks left before the end of that time for the star bonds to be used, and we really expect to get one or possibly even two proposals in, and we're going to evaluate them, and hopefully we're going to get them done and across the line.
Dan, you say moving quickly. Are you close, or at least anticipating that we are close to an announcement? When you say moving fast and getting close to it, what are we getting close to?
Well, I think we're getting close to the Commerce Department finishing their work on receiving the proposal from a team, evaluating that, countering with whatever kind of counter there is, and then putting it in written format and bringing it to the LCC. That's what I say is I think that the Commerce Department is getting close to being able to bring a proposal to the Legislative Coordinating Council for us to evaluate, and I feel that. I just feel the urgency out there, the things are moving. I hear about it. I don't hear individual details. I just know things are moving along pretty quick. And I think we'll probably have something here in the next 2 weeks or so.
Dan, do you get a sense that Kansas is interested in both teams? Are they interested in just one of the two teams? And I guess as a secondary question, can Kansas, from a financial standpoint, support building a new stadium for two professional teams simultaneously?
Well, first off, you have to realize that Kansas is not building the stadiums. The Starbond district, where it's located, is going to support the stadium. So all we're doing is providing the tool. So Starbonds is simply a bond that is sold to investors, and that money coming from the investors will actually be what pays for building a stadium. And then the sales tax developed in that Star Bond district, however big that is, as businesses come into that sales tax will be dedicated to paying those Star Bonds. So Kansas itself is not building a stadium. We have no desire to own a stadium or build a stadium. We are just giving them the tool to make it happen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense here. So essentially to me, and I'm coming at it, I'm learning as we're having this conversation. It seems like it is just a major tax incentive that you are proposing to move over there, and you were going to give them the tools to then do what they want with the money. That's how it sounds to me.
Yeah, actually, let's just say we've got 1,000 acres sitting out there that's undeveloped. There's nothing being produced on that. There's no taxes coming off of it. There's nothing. A stadium's built on that, and I'm just grabbing that 1,000 acres. I don't know how much ground they'll have. It's probably not 1,000 acres, maybe only 100 acres. But a stadium will be built on that, and then a whole development around that stadium with shops and restaurants and hotels and all kinds of businesses that produce sales tax. So it's money we didn't have. The district is being built up, and the sales tax that is produced inside that district is used to pay those star bonds off over a 30-year period. And so it's truly probably one of the best ways to bring business into our state when it comes to this type of a business. The reason why it works so well with the Speedway, the Kansas Speedway was one of the first star bond projects that was ever done. It was about $300 million, I believe, at the time, and it paid off 7 years early. We expect something like this to operate much the same way. They'll probably pay it off early because of the amount of sales tax that's generated in that area. And it's sales tax that we never did have anyway. So in the end, it not only pays off that, but it provides a lot of income for the state, a lot of revenue for the state.
Right now, we're talking to State Rep Dan Hawkins. He is the Speaker of the House. Learning more about the process to try to get the teams moved over to the Kansas side. Dan, are you optimistic about the possibility of having the Chiefs or the Royals in Kansas?
I am. I would say the chance of us getting one is very good. The chance of getting both of them is probably a little bit slimmer. But it could happen. We could have both of them on the Kansas side, in the next few years. So, yeah, I think there's a really good chance that we get one. And quite frankly, I hope we get both.
Which team do you feel more optimistic about, the Chiefs or the Royals?
Well, I would say 4 months ago, I felt like the Royals were probably the best chance. And I still think they are, but the Chiefs are coming on strong. And based on some of the things that I know is that some of the talks that I know are happening out there, I think we got a really good chance of getting both of them.
Dan, do you have any idea what potentially changed with the Royals? Why 4 months ago you were very optimistic about it, and what could have changed in the last, 120 days that's kind of moved that optimism?
Well, I think having the Super Bowl over probably gave them more time to work on it. I think, they were working all that time, through the fall and into the winter, trying to win a Super Bowl, and they were focused on that. Once that ended, I think it gave them time to really start looking at this, and it's moved a lot faster since the Super Bowl is over.
We've heard a lot of, rumors about where a potential stadium could be. Do you have a general idea where if the Chiefs move to Kansas, the stadium would be here? If the Royals move to Kansas, we've heard multiple options thrown out there. Do you have a good idea of where these stadiums could potentially land?
I would tell you I know exactly what you know when it comes to that, because all of that information I get out of the press just like you do. The Commerce Department cannot really give us any information until such time as they bring a proposal. So I know you guys have heard of the Asperia campus. We've heard of it also. I know you've heard of, out west of the Speedway for the Chiefs. We've heard about that also. So pretty much all of our information when it comes to locations is just what we get from the press.
It sounds to me, Dan, like you guys have put a very strong proposal together and plans to try to lure the teams over there. When you look at it through that lens, do you think Missouri can match what you guys have put together to try to entice the teams to move over there?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult for them because that Star Bond is a really strong tool to use, whereas I think the state of Missouri has to just write funds out of their treasury, and that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough for them to put a lot out there. Certainly Jackson County not being able to pass a sales tax hurt them. So I actually think we're probably, I think we're in the driver's seat on this deal. I wouldn't surprise me if we get both of them. I think it's also difficult that they couldn't pass something during the legislative session. If they would have passed something during the legislative session, it may have changed the direction of things. I know the governor of Missouri has talked about calling a special session in June, and my thought is, I've been in the legislature for 13 years. What's going to change during a special session that didn't happen during the regular session? So if they had a hard time doing it in a regular session, they're going to call a special session and do it in a day or two or three, whatever that is. I doubt that that's probably going to change things a whole lot for them.
There is a Star Bond deadline in Kansas on June 30th. Are you guys looking at that as a hard deadline where the teams need to make a decision by then? Is it fluid where you're willing to push that back to a time in July or August if information changes?
I would say right now my position is it's a hard deadline. And I don't know what would be out there to change it. I think we have enough time. I believe we have enough time between now and the deadline to get things done. And I expect both teams to come with a proposal before the deadline.
That is Dan Hawkins joining us on the show today. He is the state rep for the state of Kansas. He is the Speaker of the House, and you just heard him. He sounds very optimistic about at least one of the two teams crossing state line and being in the state of Kansas. Dan, we certainly look forward to having you back in the future if information changes about this topic. Really appreciate your time today. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.